USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Senate still plans to recess next week as the deadline to raise the nation's debt ceiling looms. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said negotiations between the White House and House Republicans are making progress, and the House will likely vote on an agreement next week. He said senators should be able to return to Washington in a 24-hour period to take up the bill if that happens. Where do you conceal a gun on the beach in New Jersey?
A federal judge ruled it is legal for someone to take a concealed carry handgun with the proper permits to the beach, bars, restaurants, and public parks. Judge Renee Marie Baum ruled that significant parts of what Governor Murphy signed into law in December were unconstitutional. Attorney General Matthew Platkin condemned the ruling and says he plans to appeal the judge's decision. I'm Skip Kelly.
A new study is ranking Texas number one in something that is nothing to be proud of. According to the survey from Forbes Advisor, the Lone Star State has the worst drivers in the country. The report says Texas is in the top three in fatal crashes involving a drunk driver, a drowsy driver, or a driver that is going the wrong way. Two of Texas's neighbors also made the top five on the worst drivers list. Louisiana's ranked second and Oklahoma fourth. The funeral of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II and events related to it cost the UK taxpayer around over $200 million.
The biggest departmental spend was around $90 million by the Home Office, which would have been footing the security bill. The costs relate to the state funeral itself, but also the period of mourning around it and the monarchs lying in state. Chief Secretary to the Treasury John Glenn says the costs allowed events to run smoothly and with dignity, as well as ensuring the safety and security of the public. Ollie Barrett, London.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Deutsche Bank is agreeing to pay $75 million to settle a lawsuit by a woman who accuses the German bank of facilitating the late financier Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking. Attorneys for the woman confirmed the Manhattan federal court settlement late Wednesday. Epstein was a Deutsche Bank client from 2013 to 2018. The Agriculture Department could be moving to ban flavored milk from school cafeterias. The USDA just closed the public comment period on changes in long-term school nutrition standards to cut down on added sugars in school lunch and breakfast programs. Martha Stewart is hitting the beach in a skimpy bathing suit as a cover model for the annual Sport Illustrated swimsuit issue. The lifestyle icon is 81 years old, making her the oldest woman to pose for the magazine.
She probably doesn't represent the physical fitness of the average 81-year-old. She is likely to be inspirational.
Dr. Fred Campbell at the University of Texas Health System says that Stewart is a prime example of why it's important for senior citizens to stay active. A Minnesota man is being charged for stealing the famous ruby red slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz. A Minnesota grand jury indicted 76-year-old Terry J. Martin in the 2005 theft of the slippers from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.